Beloved radio friends, once again we greet you in the ever-precious and the altogether lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We welcome you to the meditation of God's precious Word. Our meditation being at this particular time, taken from the second Psalm, Psalm chapter 2, relative to the Messianic monarchy that is yet to take place upon and over all the earth. We would like to read the verses again, 12 only in number, chapter 2 of the Psalms. Why do the nations rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers. They take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, even His Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed and happy are all they that put their trust in him. We pray that God again will bless the reading and the hearing, and give divine help to the ministry of this precious portion of his word. The Messianic monarchy, the time when our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Israel, will return back to the earth and set up his kingdom. But what does he find when he returns to the earth? May we once again give the fourfold division of this chapter. 12 verses only, each section divided into a group of 3 verses. Verses 1 through 3, we listen to the voice of the nations. Verses 4, 5, and 6, we hear the voice of God the Father. Verse 7, 8, and 9, we listen to the voice of God the Son. And then in the closing section, verses 10 through 12, we shall listen to the voice of God the Holy Spirit. We've already suggested in the opening of the psalm, particularly in verse 1, how we hear the worldwide agitation outwardly of all the nations. Why do the nations rage? A raging situation, outwardly in tumult and in unrest, anarchy and in chaos. And truly, as we look at the nations today, do they not seem to be filled with agitation from one end of the earth to the other? Then we also notice in the same verse the inward condition of the nations, a worldwide imagination. The people imagine a vain thing, meaning an impossible thing. Ah, yes, my beloved friend, may I say faithfully, emphatically, all the plans of the nations to govern the earth, to seek its supremacy, as many are seeking to do, or to bring out of the chaos that exists some form of semblance of peace and order, 'tis impossible. Their imagination to do such is absolutely an impossibility in the mind and the purposes of God. But then we go, as we will, to verse 2, and let us notice this. We find not only a worldwide agitation, nor a worldwide imagination, but we also see a worldwide amalgamation. The kings of the earth, they all gather together, and the rulers of the earth, they take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. But please note the first part of that second verse. The worldwide amalgamation, the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, banding together. My beloved, it's hard to believe, particularly at the present time, perhaps. We notice how far apart the rulers of the nations are from each other, and that is so. But according to this prophecy, and not only this prophecy, but many others in the Old Testament, many in the New Testament, the Word of God specifically states that before our blessed Lord Jesus puts His feet upon the earth again, the nations will gather together with one heart, one mind, and one voice in amalgamation for one specific purpose. And they'll have a universal consultation. My beloved, may I point out to you something? There's many consultations going on between the nations, particularly the powers that be, the stronger ones, the greater ones. But I believe from the words that we have read, there will be a universal consultation when all the nations will gather together for one particular purpose, to amalgamate. And what is that purpose, my friend? Oh, may I point it out to you? As you read the end of the verse, verse 2, they gather together, they take counsel together for one specific purpose, to fight, to rebel against the Lord God, and against His anointed, His chosen Messiah, and Christ. For the word anointed often means the Messiah, and points particularly, of course, to the Son of God, even our Lord Jesus Christ. But let me briefly consider with you, carefully, the amalgamated purpose to thus battle against the Lord and against His Christ. I wonder if I need to say to my listener, I hope you're an observant one. I trust that you very carefully understand what is taking place amongst the nations, and even in our own nation today. How there is a movement against the Lord. How there is a movement against His Son. How there is a movement against His Holy Word. How there is also movements of opposition against those who belong to Christ. My beloved, may I suggest to you, that spirit of insurrection is already working. It has not come to its final fruition, which this verse indicates. But it is working. And the mode of it, the motive of it, the purpose of it, is definitely recorded for us in verse 3. The intention of the nations, when thus they gather together and amalgamate together, in universal consultation, will have one purpose. Note the words of verse 3. Saying unto Jehovah above, lend to Christ His beloved Son, who have dominion over the heavens as well as over the earth. They said, let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast away their cords from us. Insurrection against the dominion of God, the Lord of all the earth, His Son, the blessed Creator, and even our Savior. I recall very vividly, and this took place 50 years ago, a little more, reading a cartoon, looking at the picture of a cartoon, reproduced from the Russian editorial of the Pravda magazine newspaper, and there was the picture in the cartoon of a Soviet workman climbing a ladder. The ladder was set upon the earth. The ladder, supposedly in the picture, reached the heavens above, the dwelling of place of God. Upon that ladder, the Soviet workman, his hand with a sickle within it, and the symbol of communism, was climbing. And underneath, the caption read, and underneath at the foot of the ladder, there was the evident destruction of capitalism. But underneath it were these words, We have destroyed the gods of the earth. Now we shall destroy the gods of heaven. My beloved, does this seem possible? Does it not perhaps seem to be so fanciful? But yet it is in the scripture declared, it will be, that man will amalgamate in the closing days of this Gentile age to break all divine restraint and divine authority and divine dominion from the earth. All you have to do is read the 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation. Read of that personage who will be the great beast that rises from among the nations at the end time, and how he defies verbally the God of heaven and sets himself up to be worshipped as God. May I say a word as we continue? My beloved friend, is it not a fact that humanism in its true character is just a revolting against the authority of God and seeking to put man in his own authority as his own God, to thus do away with the God of heaven? Let me read the words again. Note very carefully. This great amalgamation, and it's going to be on a universal scale, nations under the man of sin, nations under the Antichrist, nations under the leadership of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, will unite, saying, let us break their bands of divine authority over us, break it asunder, cast away their cords from us. Now, beloved, that's an impossibility, but it's not an impossible attempt. 'Twill be done. And I very reverently and very seriously say, the spirit of it is strong in the world today. Oh, my beloved, beware, and particularly be sure you know Christ as your Savior. Don't rebel against him. Father, teach us through thy word to realize the solemn truth of what we've covered, for the blessing of each of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.